Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Surgeon. We are highlighting, spotlighting businesses in our community. This particular business, full disclosure, I love these people like they were my brothers and sisters. My heart aches for them because they lost their son in a military airplane accident, and we'll get into a little bit of that. But they didn't stop there. They didn't stop. In his memory, they have established Jake's Java in Lanesboro. And I have to tell you this again, under full, and I paid. I didn't get it for free. The Polish princess and I went up this morning and got breakfast sandwiches. And I had the egg, sausage, and cheese wrap. I haven't had but a half a little morsel of food since, and I'm still full. And by looking at me, you know that's quite an event. Without further ado, for Qua, soup du jour, my friend, and I'll be very honest with that, her and her husband, Cor, Tor, they used to work at the Berkshire Theater Group, and now Tor still does, but he's yet to ask me to sing with him. My Kim Crowder, how are you, Kim?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on with you today. It's very important mission I'd love to talk about and business I'd love to talk about.
Well, you know, you did an article or with the Boston Globe that I listened to. I must tell you, you were first class representatives of a family who've lost a service member. And I hate to ask you to do this because I know it's difficult for you. Would you just give us a 30,000-foot overview of what happened to Jake for the audience? Because not everybody knows.
Sure. Jake was Air Force Special Operations Command. He was a Mandarin linguist stationed at Yokota Air Force Base in Japan. Him and his crew, Gundam 22 is their call name. There were eight of them, went off on a mission on November 29th, 2023 in an Osprey helicopter, which is a combination of a plane and a helicopter. There was a technical difficulty. They were very close to landing, but were not able to land. And all eight crew members lost their lives that day. And, you know, they were all incredibly important, very smart young men who were doing some very important work for our country.
And to even make it more, tell about Jake's two children.
At the time of the accident, Malcolm was 2.5 and Killian was 6 weeks old. And Ivy, Jake's wife, was in Japan with both of the babies at the time.
So this tragedy happened, and it is a tragedy. But what they, what Kim and Tor and a bunch of other people came together, and they, with Kim and Tor leading the charge, informed Jake's Java in Lanesboro. And as a tribute to Jake, but also not just his memory, his spirit. And I'm getting a little emotional. But that had to be quite an ordeal for to form a business like that in Lanesboro. I mean, I love Lanesboro. I started my law enforcement career in Lanesboro. Probably learned more in Lanesboro being a captain than some other places. But it's been very, I've been there, it's been very successful for you. Knock on wood.
Yes. Yes. It came about, Ivy, when the services were for Jacob, it was in December, December 20th. She came to Massachusetts and was unsure where she wanted to plant her seeds and raise her boys. She had gone back to Washington State, where she was from. And in March of last year, She came to the Berkshires to see about purchasing a home here with the thoughts that she wanted to raise the boys in Jacob's footsteps. So in March, we started looking for a home for them. And by May, she purchased a house in Pittsfield and they moved in. And Ivy made a comment to me one day, I need something outside of being mom. I need something else. And I knew that Ivy and Jake had met in Washington when he was in survival training and she was a barista at a coffee shop.
Wow.
I had also known that they ultimately wanted to land in the Berkshires and open a family-run coffee shop.
Wow.
So when Ivy made the statement that day, I hadn't even thought about it. I was due to return to Berkshire Theater Group, but
Yeah.
whatever fed my forces that day, I said to her, "Do you want to open a coffee shop and name it Jake's Java?" And she immediately responded with, "We'll honor his legacy one cup at a time."
Oh.
And so at that point, I knew of Greylock Grounds in Lanesboro and said, "Shall we go take a little trip over there and see what it means to open a brick coffee
Yeah.
shop in the Berkshires? I
Right.
don't know. I have a lot of hospitality and restaurant experience, but I don't know what it means to open a coffee shop." And we went down to Greylock Grounds, and Joe Prince owned it. He invited us in. And on the wall in the barista room was a $2 bill taped to the wall. And Ivy got a little teary. She shared a story with us that when they were both in Washington, she had received a $2 bill as a tip and gave it to Jake as good luck. And she had just gotten back his recovery wallet a couple of days before our visit to the coffee shop and just got the $2 bill back. Right below the $2 bill was a refrigerator with a spy versus spy magnet. It was not familiar to me. And Ivy again shared a story that it matched one of Jacob's military patches.
Oh, wow.
So we felt a huge presence of Jacob walking in there.
Yeah.
And within moments, Joe said to me, "You know what, Kim? I need to sell this to you." That was the end of
Wow.
May. I purchased it June 1st and opened, did a grand opening on June 15th.
Yeah.
In that time frame, I think what really led the path was wanting to create something for Ivy to have here in the Berkshires. But I quickly realized that I never wanted anyone to forget Jacob and wanted to have a legacy and a place. Us being on the western side of the state, we don't have all these beautiful memorials that they have on the eastern side of the state. We are invited to memorials at Concord in Boston. They've recognized Jacob
Wow.
many times with several memorials on the eastern side of the state. And we don't have anything here in our hometown. So I wanted to bring something here, something where we could talk about Jake and also have a legacy for his boys,
Yeah.
people telling stories. And then it quickly grew beyond that for me. One day I was looking at a photo of Jacob that I had outside Jake's Java, and it didn't look much like him. He was very formal in his blues, and I was like, "Oh boy, what am I doing here? You never like to be the center of attention. Here I have Jake's Java, your photo here." And quickly I realized it was about Gundam 22 and the entire crew. I looked outside, and ironically, I had eight picnic tables. I came home and said to my husband, "I really wish there was a way to honor each of the eight Gundam 22 heroes with a picnic table." He quickly reached out to our community of artists. Within weeks, we had artists volunteering to paint a table in honor of
Yeah.
each of our Gundam 22 heroes, and they did their paintings based on stories that each of their mothers provided.
It's you know the whole when you go there, and right now obviously in the middle of winter, it's not you can get your stuff to go and whatever or sit in the car or whatever, but when spring comes, I really encourage you and I encourage you to go now too, but when spring comes, maybe it's an old man, but it's mystical. Really, sitting at those tables and looking at the various things around, and being a veteran, it to me, it's bittersweet. I'll be honest with you, Kimmy. It's bittersweet. It reminds me of those who didn't come home. I'm going to be 78 years old. They're 19. They'll never get any older. So, when people complain about all the, and believe me, I got enough aches and pains for most of us. I don't complain about them because they never got a chance to have them. And but I think what you said too is really important to say. Jake was what touched me is at the funeral when the Taconic teams showed up in their jackets. I mean, that was.
Yes, Jacob was very community. And, I learned at the funeral. My special Jacob, that I always thought it was a mother-son bond, I quickly learned that everyone had that same
Yes.
interaction with Jacob. Jacob always made everyone feel incredibly important and special. It was his birthday this past Friday, and we gathered for his birthday. And, the saying is, we were all gifted an angel for 24 years. His friends were saying they knew, regardless of what situation they were ever in, if they called on Jacob, he
Be
was
there.
there for them.
Yeah. And I can't think of who the kid is, or I can't remember is better. Of course, I don't remember where the car is. But a kiddo that played with Jacob that day, he knew me, and he said, "You don't really know what a powerful guy this kid was, Jake was. He was, like you said, he was always there. He what the team realized." He always gave 100%.
Yes, and I have a story that I'd like to share about
Sure.
Jake. When Jake was in high school, we were in the car one day, and I was definitely stressed out about something. And he looked over and he's like, "Mom, are you stressed? You look like you might be stressed." I'm like, "Yeah, Jake, I am." He's like, "I don't understand. I've never felt a day of stress in my life."
There you go.
He just was so even, always.
Yeah.
And that's why he was able to land where he did with
Yeah.
the Air Force in special operations, at
Influent,
24.
influent in Chinese.
Yes.
So, I wanted to paint this picture about the person this business is named after, because to me, it drives. The whole concept of the business. Kim and Tor had a great career going with Berkshire Theater Groups, doing great. And then all of a sudden, Kim stopped and said, I have to do this in memory of my son. And started a coffee shop. And to me, when you go there, it is mystical. Maybe for a lot of people, it won't be. But if you're a veteran and you've lost colleagues and buddies and friends, and you go in there and you see how they have it set up in a very respectful way, and now I just applaud them because I think the world of them. what they've done, and basically what they're doing for a hero. He died a hero. And when you think back on kiddos, all of a sudden they're adults. I mean, I've got one, all of a sudden he's like in his late 40s, and that can't be my kid. Well, anyhow, what I want to do now, if we can, let's talk about the business, what you serve, your hours, your phone number, takeouts, and all that kind of businessy stuff.
Okay, sounds great. So we are there 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. A little side note, I'm always there at 6 if somebody wants something. But official opening is 7. Right now, for winter hours, we're closing at 11 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Friday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're open till 2.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yes. I'll expand those hours come April 20th.
Oh,
Not
cool.
quite sure what I'll expand them to at this point in time. We have a walk-up window and a drive-through. It's not indoor dining. Each day I have a delivery from a bakery in New York that brings us New York bagels every morning, along with pastries. We bake scones in-house. We serve breakfast all day.
Wow.
And, we crack the eggs to order. We have breakfast wraps, bagel sandwiches, pastries, running a special for Valentine's Day, bringing in some special pastries and donuts.
Oh,
Our coffee. So when I decided to take this on, I connected with Flavio at Six Depot and asked if I can exclusively have a relationship with Six Depot for all of my beans and teas. Flavio roasted a special blend. So our dark roast is a Jake's Java roasted by Six Depot.
and it is, I had it this morning, delicious.
It is so good. When I go away now, I can't drink coffee anywhere else.
I had it when you first got it, and to me, coffee is, I was raised in a house of a father who was a firefighter, fireman, and a mother who was a nurse. And then I worked in a career field where the coffee could eat the enamel off your teeth. Yeah, and so I love dark, strong coffee.
It is a nice, strong coffee.
Is.
All of our baristas are trained. They're doing really well with special requests. We operate as a high-end coffee shop with a drive-through and a walk-up window,
Right.
which is a very interesting concept.
Yes.
It's not like others, typically what you receive at our place is cafe style, where you're coming in and having, a bite with an espresso, but we're doing it to go. As Bill said, in the summertime, our picnic tables are filled.
All the time. Yes.
We have multiple windows going. It was really, really fabulous to see right out of the gate all of the community, all of the military
Yeah.
veterans. And much to my surprise, too, we're in a big tourist area. I always, coming from, where I used to work, being used to South County, I was unaware how much
Oh,
tourism
yeah.
we have right here. We are on the, foot of Mount Greylock too, which is nice, and right down the road from Chimney Peak. We do run specials. Currently, we have French toast and pancakes on Saturdays
Wow.
and a steak tip wrap on Sundays. I have staff that's very helpful with making sure they're, keeping the posts updated with our specials.
Now, did that young lady recover from me this morning?
She said, Bill Sturgeon, that was a really nice man.
Don't tell anybody. I got a reputation. No, but when she opened the window, I said, "Is Kim here?" She said, "Yes." Can I tell her who? I said, "Yeah, old fat bald guy with a cane."
She did repeat it and I laughed. I said, I know exactly who that is.
Your business. You know what is amazing is the people who come from Pittsfield. I don't know who that is. It's the president. I'll call back. I'm with Kim. What's the
I
matter
was
with
gonna say, I'm glad I took priority over
Yeah,
him.
well, you always will. You know that. But I was really amazed the times I've been there, even in the bad weather, not wintry weather, let's say that. The people, the line, I mean, that's a credit to you guys.
Thank
It
you.
really
Yes,
is.
it's, I have amazing staff, they provide good service. We have a good product and an amazing mission behind us. And it's full heartstrings. I was just training someone yesterday and I said to them, when you enter these doors, as when you enter, all of my signs say negative energy return outside,
Oh, cool.
only kindness allowed. It's about love and spreading kindness and being good to one
Wait, we
another.
need that. We need that in the whole world. We just don't need
Yes.
it at Jake's Coffee Shop. I have one technical question. Do you have what they call those, K cups yet? For the
Not yet. Not
not yet.
yet.
You're gonna get it.
I need a space. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh.
So I have not been able to go down that venture. I have all the stuff for manufacturing.
Yeah.
Then I'm able to go. I just need some square footage to work out of.
When you get it, let me know, and
Okay.
I'll be your first customer.
Beautiful.
No, I because again the strong. Now here we'll do the hours again. You can call with a takeout order that is permissible, and they're very, very good. All I can say is that. If you're in the Lanesboro area, please support Jake's Java. It's a mission. It's a remembrance. You won't be disappointed. I promise you that whatever you buy, you will not be disappointed.
And call with any requests too. I've been doing some deliveries,
Wow.
based on my staff, and I've done deliveries to offices with boxes of coffee and pastries and donuts and bagels. I have some larger events booked for this summer that I'll be providing these products too as well.
Good for you. Good for you. And you know, Jay's got to be sitting up there going, "Look at my mother and my wife and my kid. Look at them. I'm so proud of them." I bet he is.
We feel him at Jake's Java. Some days Jake was such a jokester. Some days the same picture will fall over five times, and the staff and I laugh, and we're like, okay, Jake, when are you going to stop? Or sometimes you just walk in or walk around the property and you feel warm. And there's definitely the presence there.
And you know, folks, phone number one more time, Kim, please.
413-496-3113.
And again, if you can find, I can't because of the show, but I will tell you, your money will go to a good cause. I promise you that, and that is keeping the memory of Jake, but also, not only keeping his memory, but keeping his spirit. And everybody who knew him says that about him. His spirit stays with him. And I'll tell you, at the funeral, it would have broken your heart to see those big, tough, Taconic guys coming in. Athletes, friends. And you got to figure that Jake was out of high school for a few years for all those people to come back. That was a big deal, and that said a lot.
Yes. And that's the other thing with having Jake's Java too, is it gives them a place to come.
Yes.
His friends, when they come home from Boston, it's where they meet. His teachers, his coaches.
Yeah.
There is not a week that goes by that I don't meet someone new that knew Jake.
Wow.
And they come to be a part of it and feel Jacob.
Yeah. I want to thank you for doing this. I wish you the very best of luck. I won't scare your people anymore. I promise. She was such a sweetheart. She didn't slam the window and say, I got a nutcase out there.
Thank you, Bill.
God bless. Thank you, Kim. You are in Telcor. I'm still practicing.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, for the beat, the fire drill song.
Okay.
When I sing, they'll all run.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
It feels like nobody can agree on anything anymore, but disagreements lead to compromise, and compromise leads to progress, and that's the way we accomplish important things in a democracy. Luckily, we have PCTV's coverage of our local meetings, and we can see for ourselves the issues that are in front of us. We can watch our elected officials decide how to solve problems, and that service must have support to survive. Because if there's one thing we can agree on, it's PCTV's reliable coverage. PCTV, support transparency.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm Bill Sturgeon. I'm with Craig Benoit. He's a great guy. He, by the way, is the owner of the Hot Dog Ranch on West Housatonic Street. Craig is the owner-operator. He and his former partner who passed away, Carl DeLuce, they bought the old Hot Dog Ranch on Linden Street and converted it into a fine, I think, wonderful dining experience on West Housatonic Street. They have so many things that are available, full menu, full bar, and takeout. And they survived COVID. And Craig, welcome. Sorry for that little kerfuffle there. I don't know what happened. What was the most challenging thing for you during COVID?
Oh, the most challenging thing was just trying to serve the people, keep my help employed. I mean, a lot of my employees are part-time that have other full-time jobs, so they weren't eligible for unemployment or anything. So I was plugging them in here. I had waitresses delivering, doing care, delivery. I had waitresses working the cash registers. I just tried to keep everybody employed as much as I could. And thank God we got through it.
Yeah, yeah. And earlier, Craig and I were talking off air. They have a tremendous takeout business, but they were geared for takeout. So when no one could go in the restaurants to survive had to do takeout. I went to Highland, Mazzio's, and the Hot Dog Ranch a lot during then to support them. And boy, you guys had it down. It was finely tuned.
Yeah, well, I had to do basically my takeout area was closed off one door so nobody could get in the dining room, and I had my takeout areas plenty big enough to put people in, and
yeah.
We were ready and just ready to go. We didn't have to move a computer or a cash register, nothing. It was still right there.
And before Craig and I talked about, you know, being an owner of a restaurant is almost you have to be like a guru. Because you have to see the future, and you can only raise your prices so high. And then you put yourself out of business. And and I mean that being a guru. I won't mention a guy, but he's long gone. But he ran a bar, and he said to me, the price of beer went up. He said, I got to eat some of this. He said, I can't, at that point in time, he said, I can't charge over a buck of beer. That's it. And you have
well,
that.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, I have to watch my costs. You know, you got to plan your future on your past, you know, and you get the past trends that you know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like I said, sometimes I have to absorb it. Sometimes I can't. I mean, it's up to, you know, whatever the day of the flavor of the day is.
And for us out there, for the viewers and the listeners, We all complain when we come out of the some of them don't, but we come out of the big box stores or the grocery stores or about, well, this has gone up, that's gone. Think of them. How many dozen eggs do you buy, you said?
I buy them, I buy by 15 dozen probably every 2 or 3 weeks.
15 dozen. So there you go. I know we were at BJ's and the Polish princess was getting upset about the price of eggs going up. It's bird flu. Being in the restaurant business today, what do you find the absolutely most challenging?
It's hard to say. It's just this whole thing's a challenge. Like I said, every week we're working with food costs, make sure the cost is there, maintaining the health, make sure we got enough staff on without overstaffing, watching our waste, you know, hopefully the customers come in the door. We can only advertise so much, you know, that I don't have a special machine to pull anybody in. I'm fortunate I have a lot of great regular customers and I have a lot of great new customers who are repeat customers every week. You know, we try to change our special menus up every week so there's something different for everybody. And try to keep everybody interested.
Give him your website again, and I'll tell you why you want to get on his website. Because he publishes his menu every day. And I'll tell you, that's what brought us there a couple of times was the
menu. My specials menu. Every day I'll post my specials menu, yes.
Yep.
It's hotdogranch.net.
Hotdogranch.net. And the phone number to call in a takeout.
413-499-0055.
And if you didn't hear it or catch it, we're going to do it again, so don't panic. The your staff, you've had the same staff there for a while, dude.
Yeah, my core staff, a lot of them has been with me for a while. I had one girl with me that works with me, Sue. She's been here since day one we opened on Linden Street.
Yeah.
So that's 20-plus years. It was 20 years in October.
Wow. And, you know, just to do want to let you know, Craig and a lot of the Tony Mazzio and a lot of the restaurateurs kind of push back on the minimum wage. And just give us a 30,000-foot overview of why.
Well, again, we fight it. We walk a tight line here on our profit and loss. And this restaurant business is just, that's not new. It's been going on for hundreds of years, and everything's based off the cost on those wages. And they know that they get their tips. There was concern with the wait staff that if people think they're making more money, they're going to get less tips. They had a thing in there. They wanted us to pool tips and pool tips at the back of the house. It would have just created chaos. It would have been an extra cost to me. My first year extra cost was like $75,000. I mean,
wow.
Where would I find that? I'd have to raise my prices, which would affect you as a customer. You know, it would affect me as a business. And then maybe if then my business goes down and they don't make any money because now I don't need any staff. And it was a whole snowball effect that people who try to push that through, I don't think really understand the restaurant business, but.
No, I have to agree with you on that. The waitress you just mentioned, was she the lady with you that day on the show?
No, just the girl that she works in the kitchen for me. But no, that was Annie Ellsworth that was with us that day on the show. And she gave you her opinion.
Yeah, and she's been a waitress for a long time and a good one. I mean, that's the other
thing. I'm not going to challenge people's character, but, you know, then they got to where they're going to do that pooling thing is, you know how that is with money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no, and why should you get in the middle of that? I mean, why should
And then I would have to deal with all that and do all that. And it's just.
Yeah,
I was. They work hard for their own money. They should be able to keep it.
It was ill-conceived. And now the president's saying they're not going to tax tips.
So that's perfect. That's great. It might help our health situation. We might draw people back into this industry where we lost them all at COVID because we went, 2.5 years where we really didn't need help. Our downsize, we were, you know, no indoor. Then it was just outdoor a little bit. Then it was indoor 25%. And a lot of the people went elsewhere because they needed the extra income.
Yeah, I know two or three people now that are at other places, and they said they'd love to be doing what they did. But they got to make a living, and there you go.
Hopefully this new thing with the taxes will draw more people back in and, you know, and help our industry out.
It's certainly a crazy world for sure. We never know what's the first thing to go or come back, and for those people that's just turning in, I'll get it straight. Don't worry, a couple more years at this and all. This is Craig Benoit. He is the owner of the Hot Dog Ranch on West Housatonic Street. He and his former partner who passed away, Carl DeLuce, bought the old Linden Street Hot Dog Ranch and moved it down to where their current location. Put a lot of money into fixing the place up. Looks great. Food is good. And I think for us, the Polish Princess and I, one of the standing out pieces is this. It's family oriented. You go in there and there's people with their kids and they're having a hot dog or whatever. It's a family atmosphere. It's family friendly. Is that fair to say, Craig? And I think you guys have made it that way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have people that come down here. They come in with three or four kids. If you want to go out to dinner, this is a place because kids can have hot dogs, french fries, and you can have a prime rib or big stuffed shrimp. And, you know, mixes in. But it makes it pretty family affordable and still getting covering all the bases.
That's even better. It is family affordable. And, again, they're open. Your hours, Craig.
Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 9, closed on Monday.
And
open for in dining and takeout.
Yeah.
All those hours.
And as I said earlier, we had a second birthday party for my grandson, and Craig catered it. Well, let me rephrase that. Craig and his team made the thing. I picked it up. They put it in my car. I brought it home. I was a hero. We had, I believe it was eggplant parm and macaroni and cheese. And the kids devoured
anything on our menu. You can get to go at any time, within reason.
Yeah, yeah, and the menu is vast. It's very. I mean, it's a good menu. You get a fine selection. I know. I had friends from the Philippines came there. Now you know what they loved? Your clam chowder.
Yeah, I make that 2-3 times a week myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do that. We make our own chowder. Tell you, we make our own soups here. You know, any, almost 95% of the stuff that we do as at our dinner specials and stuff are handmade right here, or homemade, I should say.
And if you like homemade soup, which we do, the Polish Princess and I, the other thing, and I got to just say this, I love chili. Now, we were stationed in the South. There's people who make chili and they load it so that it'll burn your tongue off. That's not how you make chili. There's a spice content, but it isn't fire. I mean, from the South, that's where I learned to eat chili.
Well, we make our own chili here, and we make our secret sauce here.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
No.
Then I'd have to kill you.
I know. I'm close enough. But, what is your, besides the hot dogs, what's your best seller?
It's all pretty equal. I mean, even, you know, our small appetizers and our dinner special, we sell a ton of chicken parm. You name it, we sell it. Mac and cheese.
Wow.
It all fits in together.
Mac and cheese. There's a lady that we know that does business here. She drives from the center of Connecticut. She could do it via Zoom, but she drives from the center of Connecticut to come up here to have your mac and cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
People come from, it's amazing how people come for our hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah. Now, one other thing I wanted to ask you too, in the mac and cheese vein, you can add to it. Would you tell the folks, like, if they have mac and cheese, a lot of people don't like just plain. Tell them what they can add to your mac and cheese.
We're going to add almost anything we got here. Bacon, spinach, sausage, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Roasted red peppers, black olives, blue cheese, feta cheese, you name it, you can add it.
There's somebody calling from the government. Too late. You got me once.
It can't be good.
No, it can't be good. No, I'm here from the, like Reagan said, most scary words in the world. I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, local businesses, local restaurants, local haberdashery shops, you know, all of these places depend on us shopping at them. And I as I said, the station, these short half hour ads started during COVID because people came to us and said, you know, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. Could you help us out? So we decided we're going to do this for locally owned, locally operated businesses. And you know, after the first couple of years, people have come back and thanked us for doing this because advertising, and he can tell you far better than I, advertising is expensive. And
very much so.
And you have to advertise. Yeah. You're out there playing against a lot of other people. And,
and lucky for me that the hot dog man ranch has been around since 1932. So we already have our own reputation, word of mouth and stuff like that is.
Yeah. You know, yeah, and I tell this story again. Dr. Ruth Alzheimer, whatever her name is, she used to love the old hot dog ranch. And she met your mother, was it?
Oh, my mother was a stand-up comedian, yep.
She was a pistol. And she liked to meet the playwright Mark St. Germain there. And they would discuss, he was writing a play about her. And it was kind of interesting because this Eric Schoeffer that drove her up from New York, came in, and it was his first time bringing her up there. And he said, he looked all around, and he said, does she like coming here? I said, she loves coming here. Everybody loved her. Everybody loved her. And they would, Mark and her would sit down, do their business. But the chauffeur didn't seem like a kind of a, well, he seemed a little skittish. So he said, I think I'll wait in the car. And out the door he went. And, but she was in her element. And she said that. She said these, and very loudly, these are my people here. And she meant it. She meant it. Yeah. It's when you see people like that, it kind of warms your heart, you know. Yeah. So,
well, like I said, we draw a big diversity of people down here, and when it all fits together and it all works well, and
yeah,
yeah, celebrities like you to come in and
oh, please, I wear my hat when I go in. Where's my hat? Oh, I brought it upstairs. They but. The challenges for the future will be what? One of the things that I just read, help, getting help. But you got good help.
Yeah, we do. And like I said, we have a very good base core. When summertime, I need a few extra people. And it's just sometimes it's hard to find and keep help sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's a battle that every restaurant has. It's probably a battle that every industry has, you know?
Yeah.
But it's something we have to deal with every day. You know, it's a part, you know, how much staff is enough and how much is not enough. What if somebody calls out sick? What if somebody's on vacation? What if, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like we're working in the office where your coworker's out there in the day. Well, she can catch up to work tomorrow. I got to have another body to come in. Or customers suffer. The other employees have to work more and just gets frustrating.
Yeah. I was in a place the other day and the lines were horrendous. And I said to the cashier, what's up with this? Two people banged out.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's a world in flux and change. It's a world where you have to know your business. And Craig, you've been at how long have you been doing this?
20 years. 20 years just with the Hot Dog Ranch.
With the Hot Dog Ranch, yeah. So you've seen the ups and the downs and the sideways.
Knock on wood, it's a pretty good business.
Yes, yeah. But Craig does have it for sale. If you're interested, call the Hot Dog Ranch. We're going to get you the numbers. He's talking about retiring. I'm not a very good judge of people, but I just don't see him sitting in the senior center making potholders. But that's just me.
That's probably not going to happen. But if it is a senior citizen, it's going to be someplace where it's warm.
You've got that. Ed, this has been a horrendous. How has this winter affected you?
This winter hasn't been bad. I mean, no. It's a regular. It's winter. It's just the way it is. You know, you get a, you know, every night you get a curfew, you get a storm, you get a cold, and you have to expect that in Berkshire County. I mean, it's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My numbers are holding true from last year, so it is what it is.
And I will tell you, too, Craig is a community-minded guy. I don't want to forget that. I don't want to leave that out. I can personally attest, as can the Polish princess. We went to Craig for a donation for the St. Charles Christmas pageant or show or whatever it was. And he stepped right up to the plate. And I have to tell you, that's pretty much the case of all the local businesses. Now, some of the others, not local, will tell you, we got to submit it to corporate and then you never hear from them. So, but local businesses, they step up to the plate. And I'm proud to be able to do this programming to help them advertise their business.
And well, I do what I can. I mean, there's only so much I can do every year. I have my certain things. I mean, I sponsor a little league team. I help all the high school sports. We do the Chowder Chili Fest. We just had a very big event, successful this past December with the Toys for Tots.
Oh, huge.
The competition with another local business, the Proprietor's Lounge. We gathered over 7,500 toys for kids in Berkshire County.
Yeah. Well, think about that, folks. 7,500 toys. And I think it's especially important to let people know that now. What just came out in the paper, it's either 40 or 60%, I can't remember, that live under the poverty line. So they had a better Christmas, the kiddos. Had a better Christmas.
They went up like 2,500 more requests this year for toys than the previous year.
Yeah.
But if we can get, we can get most of them, the way we look at it, we put a toy in every kid in this somebody's, just our event alone, each kid in the county got at least one toy. Not counting what all the other businesses do, with the local businesses, the banks, the real estate offices, everybody has a box for Toys for Tots.
Yes.
But it's a local thing. It stays in Berkshire County. And that's part of what you said about being local.
Local, community-minded, great atmosphere, family-friendly. I can't say that enough, because there are places that they're not that they don't want to be. It's just their ambiance isn't conducive to it. You know places like that. You just don't bring a four-year-old in certain places.
Correct.
But we got a few minutes before we close. I can attest to the hot dogs. I can attest to the cheeseburgers. I can attest to the macaroni and cheese and just about everything else on the menu. I love their chili, and I love their, my friends love their clam chowder. And I won't tell you the restaurant that we brought them to. And he ordered clam chowder, and he sent it back. He said, he loved yours. So that's a plus for you, dude.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of recipes that we've carried over since from my partner Carl, who passed away. We just continue those recipes.
Yeah. And, all I'll tell you is these old recipes, and I'm glad you kept them, because they're the meat and potatoes kind of eating. When I grew up, a place that I used to like to go to was Friendship. I grew up there. It was the Turnverein Hall. I used to set pins in the cellar. And my older brother said to me, "Don't do it on Saturday or Sunday afternoons." I said, "Why?" I found out they were still bowling and they were partying. So, and that you were the pin loader. Yeah. That's what kind of made me agile when I went in the service. I could shuck and moon. Give us, folks, I'm going to give you a minute to get a pencil and a paper. He's going to give you his contact. You can get it to take it out. You can eat it there. But I suggest, whatever you do, support all the local businesses, please. So, Craig, if you would give us your number and your email.
My number is 413-499-0055, and you can find our webpage at hotdogranch.net.
And they sign up for that, please, because he posts his specials every day, and they're really specials. And the prices are very, very, very good. Very good for the specials, they really are. You've been a good sport. I appreciate you. I don't want you to take this as a threat, but we're probably going to be stopping by one day soon. You don't have to.
Well, I know where to find you, being your favorite booth.
And the little waitress we had the other night, she was terrific. Absolutely terrific. And she was hustling, bustling. Folks, support local businesses, please. It's a tough row to hoe. They don't have a big mega company behind them. They get up every morning. They have their coffee here in Pittsfield and go on. And it's, to me, it's just the right thing to do. They're playing for all the marbles. Believe me, we knew what it was to play for all the marbles when we had our business. And they're good people. They are. Craig, you are one of the gems of the city. And I thank you for being here. I thank you for coming on this program. And I thank you for everything you do for the city of Pittsfield and the people involved in it. You're a good man. And
well, I'd like to thank you too, Bill. And, you know, thank all my customers that come in and new people come in because the show's like this. And I appreciate it. And we just keep moving forward.
As my father used to say, don't stop or they'll close the lid. So whatever that meant. We'll talk to you later. To all of my listeners and viewers, God bless, really. And it's a tough world out there. Some of us have some real heavy lifting to do. So all I would ask you is make somebody smile today. Lift somebody's burden. Really and truly. We're all in this together. We need each other. Believe me. Thanks a lot. Craig, best to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for coming on.